This is Three Letters to the Lamb by Yusuf Kudura, Eric Berg, Sylvie Mercedes, and Paria Haravi. Dirt, stone, herbs, and sea foam are fortunes found beneath our feet. Whether it's carried across the sea, rooted in concrete, or nurtured in the early daylight hours, the wealth of this land is not ours. We belong to its id. So, turning to the others of this astral heart, I open my mind and get to know their plights. From the city dweller, scaler of rooftops, thief of assorted cheese, and friend to rodents, I ask, what do you create? They say,
we are following a fragrance. The blueprints are made last. We evaporate towards origins. We lean toward a plan that extends beyond the end of calendars and speak at length with those we haven't met. Civilizations separated from us by millennia sidle along, conducting espionages, sequestered. We move with noble simplicity through an imagined city, with anyone else who can pluck microscopic singularities from the weft, or zoom to scales and see the eras inhale and exhale, the arc of a species beginning and ending. We tend what wounds we can. We treat our neighbors cordially. We are not afraid to die, but we cherish and celebrate life, contributing our irreplaceable and unrepeatable ingredient to the impossible mixture, gazing at the permanent incompleteness. Still, all may be lost for the cold cry of an addict in the blizzard. Tarrying eternally, we dismiss every fantasy and never forget. History is a real place to play. We are building a building, but it is better not to say that. We are building a fragment, but it is better not to say that. We are fragmenting a building, but it is better not to say that. We are fragmenting a fragment.
From a farmer, friend to goats, gilder of woolen coats, and comrade of the moon, I ask, where do you begin? She says,
leave your phone leashed to the wall, mumbling by the bed. Later is time to scry the lives of those you've never met. The world is new with morning dew. The birds are still abed. Now is here, whispering low its secrets still unsaid. The sun can keep the minutes, the raven call the hours, the sheep will bleat the beat of weeks, your own hands hold the years. The lambs will leap to flock, the seedlings spring to yield, the seasons weather through their spheres to frost your fallow field, but now will never bloom again, so plant it still as a flower. Notice each petal unfold before you. Savor your own hour.
From a newcomer, lover of language, healer of herself, and seeker of her own space, I ask, what do you carry with you? She says,
I carry with me my exiled body and soul, filled with the scars and joys of my past as I cross the absurd lines between lands, searching for a place to call home. I carry with me my homeland in my veins as I try to find the courage to take the next steps as I live and die on a theater stage. I carry with me a scarf I have ripped as I refuse to yield to the chains forced upon me as a reminder of the price I pay for my freedom. I carry in my suitcase a piece of paper with these words written on it from Quran. They will reply, we were oppressed in the land. The angels will respond, was Allah's earth not spacious enough for you to emigrate? It is they who will have hell as their home. What an evil destination.
Commissioned by Common Boots Theatre.
Common Boots Theatre.
CB Commons is made possible through support from TD Ready Commitment. Common Boots Theatre receives operating funding from Canada Council for the Arts, the Ontario Arts Council, the Toronto Arts Council,